As you've probably heard by now, five people were shot this morning at a baseball diamond in Virginia, where a Republican team was practicing for the annual congressional baseball game. We asked our Washington correspondent, Liz Ruskin, to tell us what the day was like at the Capitol. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Lori.
So what was it like? What happened today?
It was kind of a sad afternoon. At noon, there was a House session, and everyone came. It looked like all the House members were there. And Speaker Ryan gave a pretty emotional or stirring speech, and there was a real sense of bipartisanship. And after that, the House canceled all their events, and so the hallways went kind of quiet. And the Senate went on as usual, but there were, they recognized several times in the committees and on the floor, people talked about the shooting.
Was any of the Alaska delegation affected?
Not directly. None of them is playing baseball in the game tomorrow. None of them were on the diamond. You know, it is kind of a community, a workplace, and somebody is bound to know someone. The spokesman for Senator Sullivan, Mike Anderson, he played basketball with one of the shooting victims. His name's Matt Micah, and he is the most seriously wounded. He's got a big wound to the chest, and he's in intensive care.
Does he work in the Capitol?
He's a lobbyist. I guess he used to be a staffer for several House members, and now he's a lobbyist for Tyson Foods.
And have you heard anything about what kind of shape he's in now?
Just that he's still in critical condition, that he's in intensive care, and his family expects him to be there for a few days.
Liz, how did the delegation react today?
Well, of course, they all said that they were thinking of the victims and praying for the victims of the shooting. And there was a lot of appreciation from the delegation and from the Capitol generally for the Capitol Police. Two Capitol Police officers were shot, and they returned fire. And if it weren't for them, many people said there would have been probably more casualties.
Did any of them, the senators or Congressman Young, express, are they worried about their safety?
No, I don't think so. I spoke to Senator Murkowski, and she said she's never felt personally, unsafe. And she does walk to work most mornings that she's in Washington. She said she would not like to have a security detail like a few of the Congress members have. She said she didn't want to feel insulated from the public.
Liz, do you know if any of the Alaska delegation plans to go to the game tomorrow? The intention is to continue as scheduled.
Right. The game does go on. And Senator Murkowski said she just might go. I'm not sure about the others. And I actually bought my tickets today.
This is a fundraiser, this ball game, is it not?
Yes, it is. It's I believe it's a Boys and Girls Club. And they added another charity, the Association for Fallen Officers, I believe it's called.
All right, Liz, thanks so much for those details coming out of the Capitol today.
Thank you, Lori.
That was Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reporting from Washington.